K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of K-State University. I'm recording this football episode on game day for K-State soccer, women's soccer, on August 14th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode of the show. All things K-State sports, not just football or men's basketball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, cross country, and other sports out there west in Manhattan, Kansas. This is your very first time listening to an episode of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode here. Looking at the trenches, the matchup, obviously, next Saturday, which is coming up pretty fast, the Aaron Lucas Football Classic, K-State 23, well, K-State, we're gonna take it from the AP poll, right? K-State Wildcats, right? 17th ranked K-State Wildcats, taking on the Iowa State Cyclones, ranked 22nd in the country, a top 25 matchup to start off the college football season. Cannot wait. We've talked about it enough. I'm at this point. It's like, you know, we talk about it so much that it's time to play the game. It's time to play the game and see where K-State's at. A lot of talking here and there about improvement, weight gaining, stuff like that. Stronger, faster. You get it what I'm saying. But I'm ready to see where this K-State football team is at. And I think one of the key matchups here, obviously, I said this maybe a couple weeks ago on the show, was K-State's O-line. Well, it's going to be K-State's offensive line. Can you hold up against the wild card talented defense? See, this is against Iowa State, right? And Iowa State, yeah, they're replacing a lot of guys. A lot of teams are having new players. This is like free agency in college football now with, again, the NIL, the way that this era is set up now, right? We just don't know. There's too many wild cards that we just don't know. But we do know what we do know, for at least K-State side of things, unfortunately, the Kirkpatrick health, new situation there. Chris Clemens said he is recovering. That is good news there, but on the negative side, he's not going to be available. So, and we talked about that several shows back on the show. And again, K-State's going to win this football game next Saturday. They're going to have to, again, open up, win a line of scrimmage. That's just what it comes down to. Whatever game it comes down to, and particularly with this Iowa State defense, here up front, that looking at them for a minute, they have what, four guys according to this depth chart that I'm looking at for Iowa State, Matt Campbell in this defense here, four new transfers onto this team. Now, I can't say one. Well, actually, I am going to say one of those names, Tamoya McDonough. I'm going to say that's a linebacker, the Leo position there for Iowa State, and then you got, on the back end of them, Vontroy Malone, Markel Chapman, Kenan Butler, those guys are transfers. Four of them, right? One of them, actually two of them, are seniors. The other one is a junior. The other one is a sophomore. Can you get up front? Can you block these guys? And in the past, we know Iowa State's defense hangs their hat on defense, right? And we don't know on their offense. We can sit here and say, oh, you know, again, I said this yesterday on the show, where oh yeah, you know, they're gonna take a step back because they're replacing receivers, yeah, but when you're getting new players from different colleges, right, it brings a whole different wild card to the situation, right? And K-State O-line, we know, especially late, right, in last year's season, we had a DJ Gaines, we have a Dunn Edwards. They couldn't block worth a dime last year. And I know I said that because you try to put away Houston again, that Houston game again. That Houston game still bothers me to this current day, current situation. And obviously, we'll turn the page to that. But you couldn't block up front against them. So, again, the key to winning this game, block up front, protect Avery Johnson, give Antonio Brown, give Joe Jackson, give Dylan Edwards space up front. We know Dylan Edwards is a home run hitter, so that that's going to be key there. Obviously, we're going to see, potentially, I'm going to say Terrence Enos Jr. is going to take that spot again for George Fitzpatrick, which I'm hearing from other podcasts that he very likely, from closer sources, obviously, that he could return this season, obviously. And as well, we'll have to see how that situation goes. Obviously, Andrew Lonergan has had plenty of experience. Sam Height, your captain, your leader, your center there. Taylor Porte, I called him out. Can you stay healthy there as well? And John Pastore now probably takes that line where, all right, Chris Patrick's down. We're hearing a lot about John Pastore's name lately as well as being that guy on the other side. And trying to say who's protects Avery, that has to be, yeah. So it looks like, I think the key matchup there is Terrence Enos over there. Maybe Pastore moves over there. Maybe Pastore moves over there. We'll have to see about that to protect his side. And then Enos to their other side, because that's obviously the important side with, obviously, Avery Johnson being a right-handed quarterback. Yeah, I was thinking about that when the Chris Patrick news fell, when we heard about that news. So, yeah, but I think, again, you hear it from NFL coaches, offensive line, defensive line, that's going to be a huge, huge matchup on next Saturday to dictate this game. If K-State can move Iowa State's front, then we're going to be seeing, we're going to be sitting here in good shape come next Saturday over there. But again, it circles back around. Again, we're going to have, obviously, later on tonight, myself and Alex Aiden's predictions podcast. Going to go through the whole schedule. And of course, we're going to make our predictions right there since we're talking about the schedule. And then we'll get Alex's keys to the game next week there. And in a bonus episode there, which I haven't come up with that material yet. But yeah, I'm recording this, obviously, game day for K-State Women's Soccer Day. We officially kick off the 25-26 athletic calendar year for Kansas State sports. It is finally here. Finally, we get some action. And by the time y'all hear this, well, yeah. If I get this out tonight, obviously, postcast after every K-State event, whether that is football, we'll get instant reaction next week within 24 hours. Might be an instant reaction right after the horn sounds following the Air Lucas Football Classic between K-State and Iowa State next week. So, again, within a 24-hour window of that, can't wait for that. So we'll see what happens there. You know, that I think that's the best podcast there. Literally reaction following the game, man. Those are some of the best ones, including the losses. Now, again, we hate losing because, again, K-State fell flat on their face in the stretch, down the stretch last year. So, again, I can't emphasize an important start for this team. Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of football play. Yeah, I understand that, but a win can catapult a team, right? So, again, K-State, I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with them. I want to see where this team's at. Where this team's at after spring ball, summer workouts, and, of course, fall camp and whatnot. I'm excited. And I'm excited to see what this women's soccer team's got for us here to start off the campaign. Colin Corbin, the official era, begins tonight. Cannot wait for that. See how it all shakes out. Of course, we'll have postcasts following that K-State Women's Soccer game again. Oral Roberts tonight, 6:30. This episode will come out tonight or tomorrow night. Actually, tomorrow night is our usual K-State weekend episode. So this might come out tonight, actually. And then, of course, I already did a preview of that Oral Roberts matchup. So that is going to come out at some point this morning. And then this will follow later on your evening. So we come at you daily. And then sometimes, even twice a week and then here and there, three episodes a day. That's why you guys subscribe to this podcast, K-State Nation. All things K-State sports. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R. Number 3, E-D-D-I-E-D. Posse has podcast for more content there. Myself and Alex A. We're going to fire it up beginning tonight. And then from here on, we're going to be consistent with it, obviously. Weekly episodes over there. Again, listen to the latest episode over there. And then we're going to cook up a brand new episode with our favorite episode of one of our favorite episodes of the year. Schedule predictions going through all of them. Not going to go through four. Going to rip through all the games for K-State in 2025. K-State football in 2025 there as well. We'll anxiously see how it all shakes out. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.